Augie Tolba, Esther Kia-Aina, and Radiant Cordero will join Andrea Tupola and Calvin Say as the newest members of the Honolulu City Council. The next council, like the new administration, will tackle difficult problems out of the gate, such as the city's budget, the rail project, and COVID-related impacts. All of the new council members told HPR that they are ready to take on the challenges. Esther Kia-Aina, who represents Windward Oahu, says public health and safety is a top priority. But she also wants to focus on the island's economic recovery.
It's not just a big picture reopening of Hawaii's tourism industry and businesses. It's also ensuring that individuals and families who continue to be adversely impacted by the pandemic are getting the necessary relief. And of course, as funds continue to run out, we need to implore the federal government to pass expeditiously another stimulus bill to make sure that we are on track for reopening, because it's going to take all of us.
Augie Tolba, whose district includes Mililani, Waikele, and Ewa Beach, says quality of life is a high priority for him and his constituents. He also believes public safety is a big concern.
We see kupunas being attacked. We're seeing crimes of opportunity because of where we're at in COVID, a lot of people getting desperate. Our community has grown in the last 20 years, but the police beats have stayed the same. So one of my projects is going to be able to help the police get the resources they need so that people in my community will feel safe, because that's what they want. They want to be able to go to the park and they feel like the kids are safe.
Radiant Cordero represents Kalihi, Salt Lake, and Mapunapuna. She says public safety and economic recovery are also priorities for her. But she would like to focus on the rail project. She believes it can revitalize neighborhoods, though she says the more immediate challenge is holding the rail authority accountable.
Making sure that our city center utilities relocation is figured out, planned, and prioritized, and not continue on with their P3 until they have a plan for the utilities relocation, especially along the Dillingham corridor.
The newly elected council members will be sworn into office in January. From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.